This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser and attorneys general from nearly 20 states announced that they are challenging in court the White House executive order that aims to revoke birthright citizenship. CPR's John Daly.
The lawsuit says ending birthright citizenship violates constitutional rights to which all children born in the U.S. are entitled. Weiser, a Democrat in his second term, noted that birthright citizenship has been challenged twice and upheld by the Supreme Court.
The Constitution makes very clear in the 14th Amendment that if you're born here, you are a citizen. You have the rights of a citizen.
President Trump says the move is meant to limit undocumented immigration. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office is reviewing its policies on inmate mail after a lawsuit from a prison rights organization. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The lawsuit was filed by the Human Rights Defense Center, a national criminal justice reform group. They print copies of a magazine called Prison Legal News and Criminal Defense News. Both were rejected by the Jeffco Jail. The group claims that violates free speech rights. A sheriff's spokesman says, though, it's a misunderstanding. The Jeffco Jail rejects all books and magazines that don't come directly from a publisher. He says they plan to reevaluate their policy in light of the lawsuit. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado unions have launched a new effort to fight climate change and guarantee jobs on clean energy projects. Climate Jobs Colorado wants to carve out high-paying union positions for projects like wind farm construction. They're supporting Senate Bill 5, which would remove a requirement for a second election when workers want to join a union. Here's Dennis Doherty with Colorado's AFL-CIO.
We're going to have a lot of union members down at the Capitol Tuesday to move Colorado to a free bargaining state.
A hearing for the bill is scheduled for Tuesday. Ahead this morning, Coloradans know how, but in the deep south, they're not used to dealing with the kind of snowstorm they're seeing this week. That's in a few minutes here on CPR News.